Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, the 12th of December, 2012, 12-12-12, and the start of the 12 days of Christmas. Lots of 12s today. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, right here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI. We like to call it Tucson's Intelligent Voice. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you. If you miss a portion of the program or if you can't listen live, we post the program every afternoon after the program to my website, buckmastershow.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, plus tucsonsentinel.com, and we now have a link to the show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. Their website is gvnews.com, and there is a prominent link on the homepage for Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. Here's what's coming up in our midweek noon hour, a conversation in studio with Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott from Ward 4. At 30 minutes past the hour, our aging expert, Gail Morgan, will join us. We'll be discussing what can often be very traumatic, downsizing your life. And then we close out the show with discussing the exciting new experiment just launched at the University of Arizona, Biosphere 2. In Oracle, we join you, if you'd like to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, or you can post a question or a comment to our Facebook page, and we'll monitor that during the show, and we'll get your question on the air. Well, we're having Shirley Scott with us in studio. Shirley, thank you very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, and happy holidays.
Happy 12-12-12 to you. And just in a few minutes, we'll be able to say it's 12-12 on the Buckmaster Show. City of Tucson, Shirley, as you know, is putting together a 7-member Citizens Advisory Committee. Now, this committee, all of these folks must be registered voters within the city. Now, the committee will study whether the city council and the mayor should get a raise. The committee will meet for approximately 2 months, beginning in January. Members then must have a recommendation completed by March 15th. Currently, council members make $24,000 a year. The mayor's salary is $42,000 annually. And Shirley, it has been a long time since you and your colleagues had a raise. And you, well, it was 1999.
1999 was the last time the voters approved a raise for the city council. And that's been a while. That was a while before they had had a raise before that. The very first raise from the bottom was in 1980-something. And then in 1999, it was raised to the current salary level. So it's coming up almost 20 years since there has been a raise for either the mayor or the council members.
And it's a full-time job for most council members.
If you think it's anything part-time, you're misunderstanding what the role is. You have to interface with the community. Then you have to interface with the reality of what the staff is telling you. And then you have to decide at the table with your colleagues what the mix of all of those messages from different voices will end up being the policy and the procedures that we follow.
The committee, if folks are interested, they should contact the city manager's office?
The city manager's office is the correct place. You'll note that none of the council members are appointing anyone on this committee. This is open to those who would be interested in reviewing the facts and making a recommendation.
And the recommendation then would be placed, if there is a recommendation for a salary change, on the November 5th ballot. Well, what do you think? Do you think you and your colleagues deserve a raise?
Well, I would say that it's always anyone would like to see an increase in their salary because of what they do, but it is really in the hands of the public. So what I think and what they think may or may not be aligned, but it is really in the public's hands to make that final decision, and we all respect that.
Coming up now on 1210 on the Buckmaster Show, Shirley Scott is with us, Councilwoman Democrat from Ward 4. Shirley is very excited. She just handed me a new bus route, and this may not seem like a big deal to a lot of people, but if you live in the Southeast Tucson Reeder Road area, Route 450 of SunTran is a big deal.
Oh, it's huge, and I'm so excited about this because this has been in the works for many years. The bus route is bused with these shuttle-sized buses, not the big ones, and they go from Golf Links and Kolb on a way on down to the work centers down to the south that goes along Houghton Road. And in certain areas, you can flag down this bus. That's another interesting feature. On the very first day that we had a run, there were actually people standing at the designated bus stop so that there were real passengers eager to board. I can tell you the story of a young man who was a veteran who was partially blind, and he said, "Today, because of this bus, I have my freedom back." And that's because he had relied up until now on other people taking him places, but this offered him his freedom. And so we thank him for giving us our freedom, but this small return for him is his freedom. And I'm so pleased that he, amongst so many others, will benefit from this new route.
And they're going to be very frequent, the service.
Absolutely. And they will be convenient. You can take this bus from Golf Links and Kolb, transfer to the rest of the system, if you will, and get to other places. That's the first time people on the east side have been able to access public transportation. That's why I'm so excited.
Again, that's Route 450. It's now in service, and of course, that's a huge area to fill with workers in the IBM and the Reeder Ranch area, so this will be come in very handy. 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Councilwoman Shirley Scott, and we have Charles would like to ask Councilwoman Scott a question. As Shirley puts on her headset. Go ahead, Charles.
Got it on there, Council.
Yeah, we're
I
all
do.
Set.
We're set.
Okay.
All
right, squared away. I live in your ward. Thank you. I've always had good response. What are the chances of using buses like that and removing those monstrous trolleys from the track and with a huge taxpayer waste of money and putting those buses in there so that we could get much better service for the people who really need it?
Well, I know that this is an ongoing question in most people's minds, but the truth of the matter is that money cannot be used for any other purpose. It was granted to the city of Tucson, one of the largest grants for a modern streetcar, $70-some-odd million for that purpose to get it going. So regretfully, sir, I know that we need more of these kinds of circulator buses, but we cannot, by law, use that money that is currently being used to build the modern-day streetcar for any other purpose.
Yeah, because voters approved that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'd be in violation of way too many things to move that or try to move it.
But Charles does bring up a good point about these smaller circulator buses. I think they may come in handy in other parts of the city.
Absolutely. And there has always been the question of why we run buses up and down that are not full. Well, the truth is, in many cases, those buses are very full, chocked full during rush hour as people are getting to different points. They are required, I've asked this question, they're required to run those buses regardless all day long at the stops required because that's the deal that the federal government offers when you get money from the federal government to buy buses. And that's how we get buses primarily. It's not from the local taxes, but from your federal tax money being redistributed to other cities and towns that do use buses. So unfortunately, I even asked if you could take a large bus that is full at rush hour, park it and put in a shuttle and run it around in between and then put the big bus back. And they said, absolutely not.
Oh, so only use the big buses for the rush hour.
That's what I thought, but yeah. Apparently that's not allowed either. And I'm sorry about that. But certainly if we had circulators more available in most places, it would look and feel better. But certainly that's what we have on Houghton Road, and I'm very proud of that.
We will talk about the condition of our roads with Councilwoman Shirley Scott as we continue with this 12-12-12 edition. And I missed a couple of minutes ago saying it was 12-12 in Tucson, coming up now on 12-15 on the midweek edition. Shirley Scott will stay with us. If you have a question or comment, now would be a good time to dial in at 790-2040. But right now, let's give a listen to the fine lineup of people who support the Buckmaster Show. We're very thankful they do, and please support them.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition coming up now on 1220 on 12-12-12. Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott is with us from Ward 4. Were you surprised, like so many people, Shirley, that Proposition 409 passed?
I was delighted because I do know it was a close vote, and I know there are those who have some concerns about it, but to allay those fears, you should be happy to know that not only was it passed, but it was passed with a map about specific improvements that was included in the message to the voters. Plus, there's a Citizens Oversight Committee that is going to make sure that each and every one of those dollars spent are spent correctly and where they were to be spent in the first place by the voter bond passing.
What are some of the major roads that will be...
Well, it depends on how quickly they can get to them, but on some of the roads on the east side, Kolb Road will be looked at, also Broadway, also some of the roads on the west side that are in green, if you will, on the major streets, they will be addressed in the year 2014. You know, when you pass a bond, it doesn't mean the next day you have the money. I mean, that's maybe the obvious statement of the day, but when the money starts rolling in, they can start doing these projects, and so some will be scheduled for 2014 through 2018, and these roads are all over the city, pretty much fairly balanced, and the way they are determined to be priorities is because of a scientific and examination of each and every road bed. There's a special machine that went through the entire city on every road. And there's a history now, a map of those roads that predicts what condition each one is in. They've been given a priority. Some that we know of, that we go on, seem as though they're in huge disrepair. But you can demonstrate with this machine and its output what exactly that road, how it is rated relative to all the other roads. And so the idea is, yes, we know that there are a lot of roads that need attention, but there are some that are really can be proven to be desperately in need of repair.
The total price tag to fix all of our road problems in Pima County and the city of Tucson is about $2 billion. In Tucson, according to the Pima Association of Governments, their new report, 25% of the major roads and 55% of the residential roads in the city of Tucson are in failing condition. Now, this money that was passed by the voters in November will certainly not take care of everything, but it's just it's really kind of a drop in the bucket, isn't it?
Well, relatively speaking, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it will make some desperately needed improvements. Yes, it is a Band-Aid, but it is what we can do with the money available. Let's not forget that the reason why we have such a shortage of funds for so many of these projects is the state legislature in the past took away the state shared revenues, they took away our HERF dollars, highway user revenue funds, and they took away the proceeds from the lottery. In the lottery money, there is money that is assigned to education and transportation, amongst other things. And as a result, those monies did not go back to any of the cities and towns in the state of Arizona. So the state legislature basically balanced their budget, but they then left us hanging in the wind, if you will, because when you plan for your budget, you expect certain revenue to come in. You anticipate that, and that was included in our budget. And then when that did not come at the level we were expecting, that's when everyone had to scramble.
1224 now on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. And we have Roberta is up next with Shirley Scott here, and she, Roberta, would like to talk about residents fixing their own roads. Go ahead, Roberta.
Yes, good afternoon, Bill and Councilwoman Scott. One of our neighbor, we have a neighborhood community message board, and they put up there that they would be willing to fix our potholes if we buy the asphalt. Hmm. And I was just wondering if that's allowed or if that's legal.
You know, it's very nice that people do that, and it has come up more than a few times, and thank you so much for that offer. What you can do is notify the streets department or call my office. My office number is 791-3199, and tell us this, and then we will get the city involved. The city cannot allow neighborhoods to take on these projects by themselves, but can work cooperatively with them to resolve some of these matters. So I highly recommend and thank you so much for your courtesy and kindness in this. And then let's get you connected to the right people to see what, if anything, could be done to help with your particular potholes.
And again, Shirley Scott in Council Ward Office Number 4, that's 791-3199 if you would like to get involved. And so you're saying it's pretty much a collaborative effort then?
Yes, you can't
residents in the city get together.
Yes, you can accept that there's no way that just because some neighbor owns an asphalt company that you could just allow them to do
dump
that.
Dump a huge load. Right?
So it would be sort of random, and there are city standards and rules of the road, if you will. So we appreciate those offers. They've come from many folks, and I certainly appreciate that. That's what we're all about, bootstrapping it. But we must do it in coordination with the city's workers.
We have to fix these medians up. They look pretty bad, I'll tell you.
Well, the ones that are the most important are the ones we see every day, which is every road in town. But there are some that I think should absolutely be kept spotless. And thank you to the Air Force. They have some crews that do that. But when you're a brand new visitor, or perhaps someone who might want to bring your business here, or you're just visiting for fun, I think at your entrance to the city from whichever airport you might come or whatever vehicle you used, I think those roads and those vehicle medians should look better.
Like coming in from the our airport.
Our airport. Mm-hmm. And there's the executive terminal out there. Recently, I went out with some others to meet with the governor of Sinaloa, Mexico. And it's a little disgruntling to take such a high-ranking person from another country down some of the roads where the medians are not well kept. So we do see a priority for that for many reasons, just because we as citizens living here would like that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to start having these people come in at night.
No.
Just so they don't.
Or distracting them with something in the vehicle. You know, sir, we'd like you to look down for the next 20 minutes.
If you could make your visit to us, please come in at after sunset so you do not need to see the condition of our medians.
Yeah, they are very important.
Coming up on 12:28, I think Shelley is with us. Shelley Fishman, who does our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, has a quick comment. Shell, very little time left. Go ahead. You're with Shirley. Go ahead, Shirley Scott. Shelley, you with us? Impact of the economic advisor's resignation is Shelley's question for us.
I know that we've had a resignation in the top floor of our current economic advisor. I think that it's important for you to know we do have other people who work up there who are highly qualified, who are ready to step into that position. So I think we will have a smooth transition.
Very important office indeed, the Office of Economic Development. Didn't have time to get to this gray water requirement, which the city is reviewing. It has to do with, of course, water conservation. Since that went into effect in 2008, really very few or any permits for gray water have been taken out, huh?
None of the people who have been building have requested this. It costs anywhere from $600 to $1,000 to do this, and people have decided that they do not wish to have that option at this time.
Okay, 791-3199, is that, did I get that correct?
Absolutely.
For your office?
That's my office, thank you.
And you do take calls.
We do, we have real people.
Shirley Scott, have a great holiday season. Happy birthday to you. Your birthday coming up here in a few days.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Police say the gunman who killed two people and himself in a shooting spree at an Oregon shopping mall was 22 years old and used a stolen rifle from someone he knew. Police still have no motive for the shootings. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea for its successful launch of a rocket. It's a launch that's being celebrated across the communist enclave. The conflict in Syria appears to be escalating. According to a U.S. official, Syrian government forces have now fired Scud missiles at rebels in recent days. Stocks extending their winning streak after the Fed said it would continue to provide stimulus to support the economy. Right now, the Dow is up 43 points at 13,291. The NASDAQ 4 points higher, and the S&P is better by 6. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this 12-12-12 edition. One of our continuing focus segments on the Buckmaster Show is aging and the impact on the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. As we grow older, many of us will be facing a very tough decision about whether to move from a perhaps long-time home into a smaller place. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is our expert on aging, Gail Morgan. Gail is Vice President for Mather Lifeways, the parent company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Gail, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
On this 12-12-12.
Yes, triple 12.
You know, it is a tough decision, isn't it, as folks think about in their retirement, maybe it's time to move into smaller accommodations.
You know, it can be a tough decision for many people. It depends how you approach that, and if you plan ahead to make the choice to downsize based on your time frame, rather than waiting till perhaps the home has become too much for you, it seems to go smoother when people address it when they're, you know, younger and able to plan for it than waiting.
And, of course, one of the big questions that people, when they're thinking about making a move, is what's the state of the real estate market?
Yes, you know, for the past couple of years, what we've found is many people are just assuming, gosh, the market is not good. So based upon this assumption, I'm going to delay whether or not to downsize. However, making the choice to delay could actually cost you. You know, you could perhaps, some people downsize because they want to minimize their monthly expenses. So waiting for the real estate market to rebound to a certain level could forestall some very important financial choices. And the market is looking better in Tucson.
It has been looking better, and you know that when you look at some of the statistics for the Tucson housing market, things really have been picking up. Inventories have been going down, Gail, and properties under contract going up. And perhaps the most important thing to the homeowner, as I look at some of these statistics, the median price of the home sold is up, and in some cases, up dramatically.
Yes, when we did a recent analysis and we looked at general Tucson and then broke it down, Sun City, Saddlebrook, Northwest, Tucson North, we saw across the board each of those areas saw a increase in the median home price as much as 38%, which was very, very optimistic and a very good sign.
You know, I want to get back to some of the reasons that people do decide to downsize and make a move. And often it is a physical limitation, isn't it? Even to go, if you've got a 2- or 3-story home, perhaps negotiating stairs has become an issue.
negotiating stairs, keeping up with the yard. You know, so many of us have a swimming pool we haven't been in for years. Whether it's maintenance, your home is getting older and it's harder to keep up with the upkeep and the things that just go wrong with an older home, or it's just living comfortably within that home, as you mentioned, stairs and other things that are required to be comfortable in that home. So the reasons vary for each of us, but it's really wise to sit and look at those reasons. I said to my husband the other day, gosh, this house is getting so big as our youngest is leaving the home soon. That's a great sign that downsizing should be in my future.
And you shouldn't make this decision just like the next day. You need to give yourself anywhere from between 6 months to a year, perhaps, to really think about it seriously, correct?
Right. There's a lot to consider. You know, consider the location, the style of home, how you want to pay for the home, the income that you want to spend on a new home. So take your time. You know, once you make that decision to downsize, it doesn't say you have to do it within the next 30 days. So take your time, list out the things that you hope to get in your new home, the lifestyle you hope to live, and then take 6 months to a year, like you said, to do your research.
And will it be a move to perhaps a smaller single-family residence, an apartment, a condominium, or a retirement community? Those are very important decisions.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we say is start with your lifestyle. What type of lifestyle do you want to be enjoying after the move? And then back into it. So what lifestyle do you want? And then what lifestyle is going to deliver that? Is it going to be a retirement community such as Splendido with amenities and services? Is it going to be a single-family patio home or a condo? But start with how it's going to be after you've made the move in your ideal situation, and then ask yourself, what accommodations are going to best deliver that for me?
One of the things that I really like about Splendido, one of the many things, is this program that you have there to help people solve this selling the home. And really, it's an equation that you've worked out that is very favorable to the person making the move.
Well, and one of the things that we've learned is so many people that are making this downsizing choice have been in their homes for 20 to 30 years. It's been a long time since they tackled the notion of selling real estate and moving. So Splendido has put together a variety of programs to truly help with every aspect of that. First, we have a program that will help you with select a mover. It will help you select a realtor. It even will give you an objective fair market analysis of your home. How are the homes in your neighborhood selling? What are they worth? So that you can make an objective choice in a realtor that you choose, all the way down to the cost that you set your home for, the price that you set your home for.
And you have incentives up to $15,000.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we've heard is that, you know, we heard from our buyers that they want their home to stand out in the market. They want their home to stand out so it's on the market a shorter time. They get better offers on their home. It's a faster sales process. So we actually have a program that will offer a buyer of your home up to $15,000. So if you're going to be moving to Splendido and you need to sell a piece of real estate first, we can have an incentive available to you that will offer the buyer of your real estate up to $15,000. Again, that will help you with making your home more attractive than others, as well as securing really solid offers on your home.
Of course, many people move to Splendido from out of state, but you also have people who are here in Southern Arizona that decide it's time to make a move, and they love the amenities at Splendido. So Arizonans are certainly welcome.
Yes, you know what we know is Splendido's phenomenal community, and part of what makes it is its roots within Arizona. And so many of the neighbors that call Splendido home are longtime Arizonans. And so we wanted to reward this group. And there is another, you can receive up to $10,000 off your entry fee if you have made Splendido your home for 20 years or more. You know, just kind of giving back to our community.
Change is difficult for people, and going smaller is a big decision. So it is very important not only to visit if you're going to go to Splendido or wherever you're going to think about visiting more than once.
Yes, vary your visits. You're going to be living in this new location. See how it feels at different times of the day. See how traffic is. See what's taking place in the neighborhood, in the community. So visit all the different times a day to get a feeling that once you do move in, there's very little surprise for you.
Gail Morgan, always good to talk with you. Hope you have a fantastic holiday season, Gail.
Thank you. To you as well.
Thanks a lot, Gail Morgan from Splendido. You can find out more about Splendido at SplendidoTucson.com. Coming up now on 12:45 on The Buckmaster Show, we're going to be talking about the latest experiment. It is an exciting project now underway. It's been launched at Biosphere 2 in Oracle. That's coming up next on The Buckmaster Show. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City. Known for its vibrant arts community, Silver City has been named one of America's top 100 arts communities. Plenty of places to stay. Great places in Silver City, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon and Lake Roberts Motel and Silver City KOA. For more information, visit southwestnewmexico.org. University of Arizona has launched a new Earth Science experiment at Biosphere 2. The Landscape Evolution Observatory, known as LEO, took 5 years to plan and build and cost about $7 million. The UA assumed management of Biosphere 2 under the auspices of the College of Science in July of 2007 and accepted ownership last year. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, Executive Dean of the UA Colleges of Letters, Arts, and Science, and Dean of the College of Science, which comprises 4 schools, 15 departments, 9 programs and centers, and has more than 6,500 undergraduate and graduate students and about 1,500 faculty and staff. Dean Ruiz, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and I'm excited about this LEO project. Tell us a little bit about the goal and what is the mission of LEO.
Sure, I'm glad to do so. It goes back to the issue of global climate change, which, although it may be controversial to many, the Earth is getting warmer, and as the Earth warms up, we know that areas like Arizona, semi-arid environments in particular, are going to be some of the places that are going to be hardest hit. LEO addresses this question. As the Earth warms up, for example, in southern Arizona, atmospheric scientists believe that the winter rains are going to disappear because a jet stream in the Pacific is going to move north. We don't really know what's going to happen with the monsoons in the summer. In fact, it may even rain more. But the bottom line is that if we lose the patterns of rain or the amount of rain, our vegetation is going to change. And as our vegetation changes, the fate of water in our region is going to change. What happens to water today is that it can either go into the groundwater, it can run off, or there can be evapotranspiration through plants. The evapotranspiration through plants then drives our climate. All of that will change if the plant system that we have, the ecosystem we have today, will change. So we're trying to deal with very large experiments, so the scale is important, and that's why it's at the biosphere, that addresses that fundamental question that then policymakers are going to have to deal with.
UA Dean of Science Joaquin Ruiz is with us on the Buckmaster Show. And I guess, Dean Ruiz, LEO will be helping to answer some of these grand challenge questions, particularly in this area of climate change. There's no doubt about it. I think the Earth is experiencing its warmest year ever this year. Here in Tucson, winter and fall used to start in October, and now here we are, December, and it's not just now getting some winter weather. So things are changing.
That's right.
What can the project, the LEO project, do? I mean, will tourists be able to check out what's going on when they come up to visit at Biosphere 2?
Sure. So LEO just becomes another of the very large experiments that we're doing at the Biosphere. And, of course, if you or anybody else wishes to visit the Biosphere, you would get direct access to these experiments. So, for example, we have LEO, which is a fundamental experiment. But we also have the rainforest, in which we're doing some very important experiments as well. As the Earth warms up, these rainforests are going to be more and more stressed. And in fact, ecologists don't quite know what it's going to take to kill them. And of course, if that happens, then the whole carbon cycle, well, everything changes in a very drastic kind of way. So in the rainforest that we have at the Biosphere, we can take the luxury of trying to kill it so that by basically not raining on it or changing the temperature of that biome, and that will inform us in a significant way of what it would take to really affect the real forest. In the ocean, we're doing some very interesting experiments on viruses. That we know there's a tremendous ecosystem of viruses in the ocean, and we're studying those. We're also studying some very interesting phenomena. There are some places in the ocean which have sort of become garbage dumps of plastic. When you throw plastic in the ocean, the circulation patterns of the ocean basically move all these plastics, and there's some areas in the Pacific Ocean in particular that are known for being just full of plastic. And we're doing experiments in our ocean to see what kind of bacteria would actually attack these plastics. So there are lots of very interesting experiments that people can go visit at the Biosphere. And not only would you be in the middle of the experiment, but you could probably talk to the scientists that are working on them and get educated.
UA Dean of Science, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. It would be great to take out-of-town guests, or even if folks have not been to Biosphere, they're going to have some time off probably between the holidays. Biosphere 2 will be open, and it'd be a great place to take out-of-towners or in-towners, correct?
Absolutely. It is really, a lot of people probably have various sort of ideas in their heads about what the Biosphere is all about, and of course, part of that is that the most bombastic part of the Biosphere's history was when the Biospherians were there. But if you go today, you would find a very active and exciting environment in which, as you said before, grand challenges of science, specifically about ecosystems and ecology and so on, are being addressed.
Can you give us a quick idea about your very popular science series? I've only got about a minute left, but that will be starting very soon for the UA College of Science.
That's right. And the lecture series this year is going to be about the genome. In fact, the title of the lecture series is called The Genome Now. And we're going to have some amazing lecturers that talk about the genome and evolution, the genome and plants, because we do have to feed 9 billion people not too long from now, so how do we deal with that? The genome and how it's not all genetic, but how our environment also affects it for diseases. So I think it's a timely and exciting lecture series, which we just finished putting together not too long ago, but if you get on the website of the University of Arizona, you'll get a lot of information about it.
When does that start?
Yes, I knew you were going to ask me, and I had an action. I think it's the last week in February on a Wednesday, but you know, don't hold me to that.
Okay.
Best
way to go to the U of A website for more on that.
That's right.
UA College of Science Dean Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, thank you very much for being with us. Have yourself a great holiday season, and we'll see you up at the Biosphere.
Bill, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I wish you also a happy holiday.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, talking with us about all the exciting things going on at Biosphere 2, getting better than ever, and a great place to take out-of-towners who I'm sure would really enjoy the experience. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it about Culligan? Well, I've got a bottle right in front of me, and folks, it simply tastes better. Better water, pure and simple. Coming up tomorrow on Wake Up Tucson, the Wake Up Tucson show with Chris and Joe, national financial talk show host. Peter Schiff will be a guest, as will Jack Paris from the Community Food Bank, and they have some really major needs at the food bank this holiday season. Jack will be talking about the tie-in with the Winter Haven, a parade of lights that will be coming up. And of course, this afternoon, his show has expanded now from 1 hour to two. He is the Dean of Local Talk. It's the John C. Scott Show. From 3 to 5, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, we like to call it Tucson's Intelligent Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster on this 12-12-12, wishing you well. We will be back with you tomorrow at noon on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. We're not radical, we're just right. Stay tuned for more intelligent talk on AM 1030 KVOI Cortero Tucson, The Voice.